Hey, this is Ron Jacobs for Endpoint TV. And you know, something that I get asked about a lot, people will say, hey, we love the Workflow Designer and we know that we can host it in a WPF application. That's totally cool. But what we really want to do is have a Silverlight version of the WPF Designer. Can we have a Silverlight version? And the answer is no. That doesn't exist yet. Someday we're going to get there. But in the short term, when you ask for a Silverlight designer, many times what people really mean is that I want the designer in a browser. Okay, so if you could accept a WPF browser application, an XBAP application, then you can have a designer in the browser. So I have built a sample for you. Actually, a colleague of mine, Larry Wall, built it based on one of my samples and he sent it to me. So Larry, good job. And we have a sample for you. I've posted it here on Code Gallery. And it's called WF4 Designer in the Browser. You can find it there. And so I have a download for you. But let me show it to you. It's pretty simple. I'm just going to fire this up. The code is kind of cool. You can look through the code. It's based on the introduction of WF4 Hands-On Lab from the Visual Studio 2010 Training Kit. And all Larry did really was just go in here and add a new project. And then you go into Windows, WPF Browser Application, and you add that. And then he made that the host for the designer. So let's F5 it. And I see it's launching on my other monitor here. Let me drag it over. And here you see, yes, this is a browser. There's IE. And I've got the fully fledged designer working here. And in fact, I can, you know, put a little workflow in here. Okay, and you can see down at the bottom, there's my XAML, right? And Larry's even added some buttons here for us, new, open, save, and run. So if I save it, it'll save it here locally. So I'm going to save it as test.xaml. Yeah, I did this before. Okay, now I can run it. See, there it is. Now, that's all running kind of locally here on my machine from my browser, which is running this kind of this XBAP app as kind of full trust. Now, if I wanted to have maybe my server run the thing back there, I'd have to modify open, save, and run so that it sent messages back and forth to the server. And I might want to, you know, grab this XAML that you see down here and kind of stream it back to the server and let the server save it or run it or do what it wants to do. So, but that's one way you can solve this designer in the browser problem. Yeah, I know it's not Silverlight, but someday, we're hoping, someday we'll have that. In the meantime, maybe this is sufficient for you. Hope you enjoyed that. For Endpoint TV, I'm your host, Ron Jacobs.